This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Eddie Ift. His new album, Sweet Home Malabama. It's hilarious. You'll love it. It's a video, too. You can see on YouTube. He actually just told us after the interview that we just did with him that Serge Tankian of, is that how you say his last name? From System of a Down. Did the music for his special. So there's that. He's his like next door neighbor. It sounds like he's got quite the relationship with that guy. Anyway, check out Eddie Ift, Sweet Home Malabama, on a streaming device near you.
The Radio Alice Report.
All touring artists got their careers basically taken away from them this last year. Yeah. So as you hear him talk, you just kind of go, oh, man.
You feel for him, right?
Sucks, yeah.
Here's how anyway, I make my
sorry.
Living. No, you don't.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice 973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice 973 Instagram page to catch any pics or clips of the day.
Those must be throwback pics.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, any throw pics? Throw pics?
Like throw rugs, but throw pics. Yeah.
Is that a thing? All right. Well, sure. Throw pics, everyone. I can throw stuff. I can, you know what? I can throw stuff kind of far, actually.
Oh, well.
I don't know if I could go pro at throwing stuff, but I can throw
stuff.
Picks
are hard to throw, though, Vin. You know, throw picks, you got to get the right wrist action in there so it cuts through the wind. Picks
are
good
cards, right? When they can flick the card.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Right.
Anyway, today is going to be beautiful. Sunny and in the 70s and 80s. So
looking gorgeous.
I hope you have a great day out there, whatever it is you decide to do. Even if you hide in the house under a blanket with two cats. I hope you have a great day.
No, I have some sweat work to do today.
Oh.
I can't wait. Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
Also, congratulations to the Stanford women. They have made the Final Four in basketball. They play Friday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. Go Stanford. In fact, the actual Final Fours for both men and women happen this Friday and Saturday. And so that's something to watch.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, speaking of something to watch...
Okay.
You know how I told you I watched the Justice League, that new 4-hour version of it?
Yeah.
I was reading that because of that 4-hour version, many people are, there are, you know how these online things get going. They want Ben Affleck back as Batman.
Really?
I don't know if they're going to, because this show has been
watched. He's so good in that.
And it's been watched like crazy on HBO Max. HBO Max is having great success with it. So there is going to be some controversy surrounding the how they move forward with that. I liked him too. I thought he did great. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, he's gotten rid of his Boston accent. He's not, you know, it's not like
that?
A Southie is Batman. It's Ben Affleck. He does
I'm
good.
Batman.
Yeah, he does good. Anyway.
But nobody ever asked me, where's Live by Night?
Well, that's because
nobody ever asked
me
about that. It's always Batman, Batman, Batman.
Oh, speaking of things to watch, okay. I told you I watched Bad Trip.
Yeah.
Here's a text. Vinny, I watched Bad Trip last night. Thanks for the movie rec. Hilarious, disgusting, and sneaky. That's their review.
Oh.
I think it's gross and a lot of people won't like it, but I love that stuff, so I laugh my ass off. But, you know.
Well, I'm hoping to get my kids to sit down with me. Although I'm like, I want to watch Godzilla versus Kong. Definitely
yeah, I don't
high
know.
On my
so
list.
You only have time for one television show over the weekend?
Well, the one kid, it's hard to get him to agree to something, you know? So I got to find something that he'll come out and watch with the family.
Oh.
He's tough. He's a tough nut. Yeah.
And you guys won't go on without him. You
no,
leave no soldier behind.
We will, but, you know, if it's something I think he's going to want to watch, or he'll be like, well, I'll watch it, but, you know, save it for me. And then he's, now I have to save it. I just should stop asking him. But then he'll just be a recluse, you know? It's a rub, Vin. You know, it's a whole negotiation.
Well, you're his mom, and it's your job to do what you think is right. The rest of us over here, we may
you
have an opinion.
You guys do your thing, right, sure.
But it's better I just zip that, as well as all the texters. Don't tell her how to mom.
Yeah.
She's momming
her own way.
Plus,
it's too late. He's 20, and I've got nothing left to say.
I do this story because I needed the reminder. I have it on my app. Get your taxes done.
Yes.
And yet, I still have yet to do it.
You know you got an extra month.
I do, and yet, it's time to get that crap done.
Yeah.
I have been fearing the bill that I have coming for months now. And
do you know for a fact you have a bill?
Oh, I know for a fact I have a bill. Yes. I pay a lot in tax. I do not have a business that will help me.
Oh, don't think that gets you out of taxes, my friend.
Well, I don't have anything. I got nothing. I'm in big trouble. Trust me.
Those are big checks.
Anyway, there's a 46-year-old woman named LaTanya Wright. She runs a tax prep service in Houston. We're talking about Texas now, everyone.
Okay.
It seems she hasn't done the best job for her clients. And last Thursday, there was a couple in her office complaining about some issues with the tax refund that LaTanya got them. Another woman was in the office named Marquita Boyle, who was there because LaTanya got her audited by the IRS.
Oh, no. I hate
well,
my tax
Well, the couple started
collector.
Complaining about their refund, and LaTanya just grabbed a gun and pointed it at him and cocked it. Marquita started filming the whole thing, and LaTanya walked up and hit her and then smashed the phone. You don't come in my office and complain, apparently, is her response to...
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, no shots were fired. And
yeah,
LaTanya
I'll
was
say.
Arrested for aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. And we still haven't gotten to the bottom of whether she's doing a bad job with these taxes.
Well, look, when the auditors come, you say, look, here's what happened at the tax guy's place. So everything's fine on my end. It's this tax person. You go get her. She's brandishing a weapon. It's not my fault.
That
goes
so
over
sketchy.
Big with the IRS.
You know, one of the things that's trippy about getting your taxes done is if you don't know, and I don't, anything about that, you really are in their hands. And you just
not
go
only that,
in,
they have all your information.
Right.
All
and
of
you
it.
Just fully trust them.
Yep.
Please help me with something I can't do myself.
Right.
Please.
And by the way, here's my Social Security.
Right.
And all my other information.
Right. So it is a real relief when you find someone you trust and like and can let go and just go, you're going to do a great job.
I love
I'm going to pay you what
guy.
You ask, and we're going to finish this and move on with our lives.
LS tax all the way. TJ, I love you.
Ding, ding.
TJ, calm me down. He talks me off of ledge 5 times a year. Oh, God, look at this thing I just got from the IRS. Sarah, it's all right. Here's what we're going to do.
Is Bryn sleeping behind those glasses? Oh, he's
no,
he moved.
I'm
okay.
Sending emails about
you
stuff,
were holding
yeah.
so still. I was like, I think he's falling.
We're trying
asleep.
To figure out
you know
how
when
to
it involves your,
yes.
your boss. You want to triple check your
yes.
stuff.
Oh, I do.
Like that.
Yes.
We need to get something resolved. I don't want any more
stuff.
Figuring out what's going on with the Eddie Gift situation.
You guys.
No,
hard at work over here.
All right. According to a new survey, about 1 in 4 people spend an average of 30 minutes. Every day, scrolling through social media last year, looking for travel they want to book as soon as they can.
Oh,
looking
wow.
for travel ideas. You know what? I'm going to give you the travel idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
I follow something called EarthPix or something
me too.
Like that.
It's EarthPix. I love. Every day I see stuff, I'm like, I should post that. Oh, God, that's amazing.
They post these far away little pictures and videos that will, if you're looking for ideas, that's the thing to follow.
Did you see that thing yesterday? It's $50 a night to stay at this place in the Maldives, whatever they are. And it's an underwater hotel. Did you see that yesterday?
I've seen it before. And that is one of the most incredible surf spots in the world. So while that hotel is very nice or whatever that is, the underwater room.
Sure. Well, you got to stay somewhere, Ben.
Yeah. No, you do. That is on my bucket list for surf
Ah.
For surf
vacations, I see.
Oh, God. You just, there's so
I
many
I thought
pictures.
Of you. I saw it. I'm like, this is beautiful. I love it.
It is incredible. I just don't think I can get my three girls there, and certainly the dog is now a new issue, a new wrinkle
right.
for travel.
Listen, here's what you do. You wait till the younger one is about 5 or 6. You have your mom come down and stay with the kids, and you
and
the
you
wife
split.
Take
oh,
off.
Oh, you're right. You figured it out.
I did.
Anyway, that's what people are busy with. About 30 minutes a day looking for what is our next vacation.
Yep.
Try Earth Picks. That'll give you some ideas.
You'll
you
love
won't
it.
Believe it.
That and Someplace I'd Like to Live. That's another one you can find on Insta.
You know, I love these. We used to do a segment on our podcast called Bad Advice, which it wasn't. It was actually the best advice you could possibly
really
find.
Really honest advice from people not invested in your problem.
But whenever I see these stories where people post on Reddit their comments, I love to do them here. So this one's at on Reddit. Am I the bleep hole?
I love this one. I love this because
this is the forum.
I like to decide. Okay, go ahead.
Where a 53-year-old father brought his 25-year-old girlfriend and former student
yep,
to his son's wedding.
He's the a-hole.
And then no, he's not yet.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, all right.
That's
okay.
not the no, that's not.
That's not the part.
So quick.
Chaos did ensue though.
Of course
when
it did.
Dad brought his 25-year-old girlfriend and former student to his son's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The father divorced his son's mother a decade ago and is now dating Callie.
Callie.
She's a young lady. 25-year-old girlfriend and his 24-year-old son invited the father with no plus one to his wedding.
Oh.
And now there's trouble. On the wedding day, the father speculated that because all of the guests had a plus one, that he could bring Callie along. His son and the bride were furious. This is what the father writes. My son announced a wedding 2 months ago. Invitations arrived 2 weeks before the wedding, and I don't get a plus one. I call my son, and he says, oh, no one's getting one because of COVID. The day of the wedding, I arrived there, and everyone had a plus one. Everyone but me.
Yeah, we
I'm at the table with my ex-wife and her no-name new boyfriend. I ask around, and it turns out my son lied to me. I excuse myself and call back to the hotel, and I call Callie and say, get ready and get down here because everyone got a plus one, and so
yeah.
I'm bringing you, my girlfriend, to the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Callie gets there, and my son pulls me aside and shout whispers, what the hell is Callie doing here? Yikes, right? Then he says that his wife is jealous of Callie and didn't want her upstaging the bride. And now she's here and looks amazing, and I want you two to leave.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, it was the son and the son's wife after all. Wow.
I say.
Callie's too pretty.
He cares so much, then I, his father, will leave with my girlfriend and will miss the rest of your wedding. And the son says, yeah, get out.
That's what I just said.
Turns out the bride was so insecure, she made all the younger women invited dress uglier than her.
Oh.
And forbade certain hairstyles. When Callie arrived, apparently the bride started drinking heavily, and then there were some scenes.
Oh, Jesus. He says, you know what? He's marrying the wrong girl.
You know what?
No.
This is the thing. It's her damn wedding.
I really believe that. She's a mess. That girl's a mess.
Whatever. It's
don't
her damn
her.
Wedding.
I don't care what wedding it is.
I wouldn't marry that lady. I'm sorry, what?
I wouldn't care what wedding it is, even if it's my sister's and she tells me I can't wear my hair a certain way. No, I'm going to wear my hair the way I want it.
Very insecure. You're marrying a mess. You're marrying an insecure mess. So good luck with that.
True, but the son then calls the father and says, you and that skank ruined my wedding. And now there's trouble.
Oh, now there's trouble. I see.
Well, you know, I mean, how are you going to get along after that? So, you know, the father asks, am I the bleep hole?
You're part of the problem, my friend.
I can see where that is, yes, part of the problem. But I also see where the bride. But look, it's her wedding, man.
She just seems like a family of a-holes. I don't know.
What do you think?
Like, there's a lot of problems there.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, the dad's part of it. But also, so is the son for putting up with this horrible behavior from his a-hole wife.
So good that weddings are back, though, right?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to go to a wedding. Bryn, what do you think? Who's the a-hole? Were you listening
mess,
to it?
This sounds like everybody's just perfect. It's like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, you're
around.
Right. It's a
you
nest of...
They all suck.
All so she married into the right family after
yeah,
all?
Yeah, it all works
drama.
Out.
Drama. I love drama.
Gnarly.
Can't wear a certain hairstyle. I'm doing my hair like that. You can't do it.
Someone looked at Google Trends to find the number one cocktail each state has been Googling during the pandemic, and mimosas are high on the list. Mimosas?
Why do you have to Google that?
I don't know.
That's
pina
that
coladas
o-
are
OJ
next
and
in
bubblies.
Three states.
Oh, pina coladas. So
White
good.
Russians, mojitos. Mojitos. Isn't that Hooman's drink?
They mm-hmm. are delicious.
They are good, though, yeah.
Delicious.
Margaritas got three headache, states, though. And wine coolers made the list.
Oh, another headache.
Wine coolers, terrible. I throw up every time I have a wine cooler.
You do?
Oh, well, I haven't had one in a really long time because every time I had them, I would throw up. I'd be like... That's no good.
You can have one, I think. Without
even
up.
One will taint you.
Oh, really?
I feel that way.
It tastes delicious. It's like juice.
Yeah, they
what,
go down
which,
way
what
too
are you
easy.
Talking about now? The wine cooler?
Wine coolers, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yuck.
Oh. Yeah, they taste like
they're just too sweet.
No alcohol, almost.
Well, that's why, you know, right. teenage girls like them. Don't do it, teenage girls. You're not old enough to drink.
You'll throw up.
You will throw up.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys have texted us. Maldives, pronounced Maldives, is on
oh, it
my
is
bucket
Maldives.
List. No idea it's a good surf spot. Woo! Oh, wow. You want to go there and you're not going to surf? What?
Well, you could snorkel or scuba dive. Oh. I mean, there's plenty of other water sports, Finn.
The worst part of surf trips and why I don't do them that often, especially with my friends, is because if you get skunked and there's no waves, everyone drinks all day. And I'd be sitting there
and
going,
you don't do that,
great.
Right?
What am I going to do now? Play right. ping pong with drunk people? Yuck.
That's a rough one. You could
it
go lay face
one.
Down
so
in the water.
Good most of the time, right?
And, you know? Yeah, that's true. Your hand-eye coordination is better than everybody else. You could spank them. And they're like, who cares? We'll have another drink. Just
yeah.
go lay face down in the water with a snorkel. Cook your
yeah,
back.
I want to pay thousands of dollars to just...
To look in the water? What?
Yeah. That sounds great. Sounds like a good time. Mm. Let me see here. I told you the Bad Trip one. Oh, wait, Vin, I also watched Bad Trip last night, and while it was raunchy and slightly terrible, it was nicely balanced with the innocent bystanders that helped in some of those sketchy situations.
Oh.
Major props to the nurse in the bar. There are a few people who look slightly heroic who are there to help, which is nice. Except that, you know, they're being had.
Even they are being had. But at least they show well, you know?
Right.
Bad Trip is a Netflix thing, Ben?
It is on Netflix, okay. Yes. And it's...
Kind of Jackass style, like Brat / Jackass. Some crazy
yeah.
stunts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sounds funny.
And my wife looked it up because I don't know the guy who plays his best friend, but she goes, I recognize him. I can't remember. And he's in Get Out. No, wait. Is it Get Out?
He's
in Get Out.
He plays
he's the friend
guard.
That shows up at the end.
Mm-hmm. The bigger dude.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
He's in Bad Trip.
Hmm. So it's him and this other guy that you... I can't think of
that
name.
I knew the name of when I reviewed the movie and don't right. remember anymore.
Okay.
And weirdly saw on what is the name? What is the nerd show that's hot, that's big that's on repeats all the time?
Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory. Randomly, he's the guy taking tickets at the movie theater last night on Big Bang.
Oh, how funny.
I went, "Oh my God, that's the guy." And he looked 10 years younger, by the way.
Well, probably was,
so
right?
Clearly old video. Let's see here. Why not build a dog run and keep the dog outside, says 707. Well, why get a dog? I mean, right. I'm going to just put it
also
outside.
Barking.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
You know, you live in a neighborhood. It's hard when someone's dog is going crazy at their house.
Bryn is my hero, says 650. He is amazing.
Oh, Bryn.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Why?
Well, there you go, Bryn.
What did I do?
Maybe because he solved the Eddie F problem?
Is it because of the Home Depot?
Home Depot?
Did it make somebody laugh with that? Or maybe because Nicole played that crappy soundbite of mine?
I was
That's
just
not
doing
how
what
we
I was
rage
told.
At all. Yeah, that's right. That's what you keep saying. Keep saying that.
What?
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text after these on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.